This is good.
Hey, Eddie, it's Gail at Local Splash. How are you? Can you hear me okay?
Hello, I'm Gail. I was switching from Bluetooth.
Oh, no worries. No worries.
I'm doing good. How you doing today, young lady?
I'm doing good. Thank you. I appreciate that. It's a good day today.
It is.
So,
it's a pretty day in Memphis, big time.
Nice. What do you got for temperatures?
I don't even know. It's so nice. It's like 60. It has 66 degrees.
Oh, wow. That sounds gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Wow. Very nice. Well, I've got a good head start on Mr. Don's paperwork, so to speak. If I could get my... There we go. It didn't want to say his name. No, I got it. My apologies for the barking pooch.
Oh, no. I love dogs. Nothing wrong with dogs.
It's the humans
you got to watch. Dogs are okay.
Oh, you're not kidding. You're not kidding. Oh, wow. My daughter is a dog trainer, and she says that all the time. It's the owner that's stupid. It's not the dog.
It's the truth.
Kind of is, really, sometimes.
I like
that. Oh, that is too funny. So, let's see. Now, you sent over some taglines. One of the things we need to list are Don's services. So different from taglines. So I wanted to know, what would you like for, basically, for his keywords?
For services, like keywords, I would say fresh fish.
Okay. Maybe fried fish.
Yeah, fried fish, fresh fish. And then I do fresh fish on EBT because that's real big. Fresh fish on EBT food stamps.
Gotcha. Okay. Oh, I bet they can. Wow,
yeah,
that's kind of cool.
Yeah, fresh fish on EBT food stamps. You buy it, we fry it.
Got it. You buy it, we fry it. I love that. Any others that you can think of that we should list?
You're saying keywords, right?
Yeah. Yep. So, barbecue, for example.
Oh,
yeah.
Barbecue is what we do.
You do, in Memphis for sure. So I'm going to also say, I'm going to say Memphis barbecue.
Is what we do.
Yeah, you go. I love that. And I'm going to spell it BBQ, and I'm spelling it barbecue like it's actually.
Exactly. I know what you mean. For those who, the abbreviators.
Yes, exactly. There we go. Okay, perfect. Any others you can think of? Anything
breakfast.
That you make?
I think breakfast, home. I say home cooked breakfast to order. You know, home cooked meals to order is the big deal. Home cooked meals to order.
All right. And I'm wishing I lived closer to Memphis.
We'll hook you up. Home cooked meals to order. And then I was thinking about plate lunches or soul food? Say soul food plate lunches.
Food.
Soul food plate lunches.
Got it. Okay. Any others?
And you'll email these to me too, so that way if I think of some, I'll just add them to you and send them to you.
I can do that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, do that for him so that way I'll let him know what the keywords are we're searching. So I'm trying to see. You can put crab legs on there because people are big on crab legs. And,
yeah, you're talking my language there.
Yeah, and whole catfish. I'm gonna tell you what they really like too: whole catfish and big bone buffalo. Big bone buffalo is the big thing. Big bone buffalo and whole catfish fried.
Okay, got it. Anything else?
Mm-mm.
Making me hungry.
Yeah, me too. I'm about to go ahead and eat you. I tell you what you can put in there too. That's something that people like to seek out. And it's hard to find. Put on there salmon croquettes.
Okay.
Put salmon croquettes, fried green tomatoes.
Oh, there you go. I have yet to have proper fried green tomatoes. Mine suck.
It's hard to find somebody who knows how to cook them right. I know what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah, I tried making them myself. I tried them too. God awful.
I tried them too, so I know what you mean.
I would like to try them from somebody who knows how to make them sometime. They sound really good.
Oh, they are. They are. They are the bomb, big time. Oh, and put on that turkey leg. Smoked turkey legs. And then other key words what people like to eat. I think Philly, we do chicken, you know, regular Phillies and chicken Phillies. But you call them Memphis Phillies. Call them Memphis Phillies. Memphis chicken beef Phillies or whatever they call. Memphis beef and chicken Phillies.
Okay. Got it. All right.
Because these are the things when they search keywords, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
And so put on there burgers. Put something on there about burgers, like big burgers or...
giant burgers.
Juicy
burgers.
Put big oversized burgers. Okay. Or something like that. Just put big burgers.
Okay.
Anything about burgers.
Okay. I also put juicy burgers.
Yeah, I think that'll do it too.
Okay. Trying to give other possibilities.
Breakfast needs to be hit up. So breakfast, I would say, I don't know, something about breakfast home. I think you did put home cooked to order breakfast or something.
Okay, got it. Perfect. All right. If you think of any others, or if he adds things too at any point, just let us know at any point in the process.
That's why I'm glad you sent me a... Send me an email of what you're putting on there now. Then that way, if we ever add anything, I always just respond to you in that email stream. So we'll just have all those keywords there.
So I'm going to...
So let me ask you this. How long can they start putting reviews on his website now?
Let me take a look. No, probably not quite yet.
That's what I figured. That's why I wanted to find. I said I'd probably wait a week to do that, right?
Well, let me see. Now, does he have his Google Business profile already?
No. Were you all going to set that up?
Gotcha. And that's what I thought I remembered. I was scrambling to try and double check it. And right, no, he doesn't. So they won't be able to leave reviews until we get the Google Business profile up. So how that'll work is we'll get with Google, tell them, we'll give them his address, everything that they need, and then they'll send a postcard to Don's address. Perfect. And then once he's got that in hand, we just need that verification code, and then we'll take that back to Google and finish the setup on it. Usually I like to say that takes about 6 to 10 days just because we have to wait on snail mail. It's the longest delay we suffer in the whole process is waiting for that snail mail. So hopefully Mr. Postman is on his game. So yes, that's one of the first things that we'll get going.
Okay.
And Eddie,
of course, the Facebook ads, how long does it take to kind of get those going?
We get those up within the first 14 days, sometimes sooner.
Okay. No, that's perfect. I just wanted to give I know these are the questions he's going to ask me. I'm about to go in here, so I want to make
you
sure
bet.
I get all the answers.
You bet. Now, help me out, Eddie. We're not rebuilding his website, correct?
No.
Okay, that's what I thought. Mark that up. I've got a couple of things on my little
I did that website. Let me know what you think about it, too.
Oh, I did look at it, and I loved it. I was actually going to recommend no changes.
That's awesome, dude. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And Eddie, too, something to kind of keep in mind as we move forward toward the future and the next company that you want to set up, we do build their website for them, too, if that's something you don't really want to mess with. Or if you'd even just like to get the shell of the site, and then you can go in and do the design on it, that's a possibility too. We set them up on the WordPress platform, so super easy for you to go in and manage them. And what I'm doing to internally for our purposes to explain how you fit into the puzzle of Don Whitelow, I'm listing you as their preferred contact. And when we do the onboarding call is going to be with you. And I've listed you as their marketing representative in our system. That's going to give you the okay to access Don's account. Just so you know how I'm doing this all the way through. Now, something else that you'll want to keep in mind too, whenever you do call in, to look up Don's account, you'll want to give them his phone number.
And they're going to send him a code to verify it and not have to get it from him.
Oh, I mean, for example, if you just need to ask a question about what's going on with
Okay, I got you. I thought you were talking about verification. I know what you're talking about.
The user number is your phone number. So I've got a file for Don under his phone number. So yeah, if you ever need to access that, and if you have trouble too, because it's a little bit unique, just let me know. Let's see here. What are we missing? Oh yeah. Eddie, is there any chance? I couldn't find Don's Facebook page. I searched for Don's South Memphis Fish Market.
You know what? I don't think he has a Facebook page, so do y'all set that
up? Well, we'll walk you through setting it up, and once it's up, then you can hook us onto it, and we'll do all the ads and everything from there. Let's see. So I'm going to say meet one, and that's all good.
But to set up his Facebook page, can I just simply just link it to the website?
Yeah, you can. You absolutely can. Or, better still, if you want to set up the Facebook page for Don's, just send us the link to it, and we can, yes, you can put it on his website, Eddie. I had it in my brain for another moment that we were rebuilding his site.
What I was asking though is, since he doesn't have a Facebook page, can we just link the website and like make that the Facebook page, or you have to put something on there?
Yeah, we have to have a Facebook business page to run the ads from. I bet you he'll want one anyway. I think he's going to really like it because it's going to get him so much more recognition and branding.
But I'm going to have to make one then, in other words, right?
Yeah. It doesn't take long, at least, and you don't have to put a lot in there.
No, I know that. I just keep it kind of simple and just link it to the website, because everything's really routing them from Facebook to the website and telephone number.
Yes, Exactly, exactly. Okay, and then what do we want to show for their hours of operation on their Google Business profile?
6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday.
Well, not only
6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tuesday through Friday, and Saturday and Sunday is 7 a.m. to 6.
Got it. Perfect.
7 to 6 on Saturday and Sunday, and 6 to 6 Tuesday through Thursday.
Perfect. 6 a.m. on that one. So part of my job, too, as we go through, Eddie, is to make sure that everything is 100% accurate. So
sure.
I'm running back through. I have a habit of just kind of a quick skim through every chance I get.
Oh, I get it. I understand what you're doing.
There we go. Thank you. I appreciate it. You're such a sweetheart.
Oh, no, you're fine. It's all about getting it right. I'm like Ronald Reagan, trust but verify.
Exactly. And then for business name, I've got Don's, which is shown with an apostrophe S, South Memphis Fish Market. Do we need to put an LLC or an Inc. or anything behind it? I don't think so for a restaurant unless you guys want it.
Not that. And then I don't even think you need to use the Don's on the exclamation, not exclamation mark. What am I trying to say?
Don's.
Yeah, apostrophe. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. I don't know. Does apostrophe make a difference?
It shows that Don owns it and rather than there being multiple guys named Don, if you take the apostrophe out, it would mean that there are multiple Dons.
I got you, but everyone, what I'm asking, it doesn't affect them when they're searching for it, does it?
No, I don't think it'll bother either way, actually.
Oh, okay, that's what I was wanting to make sure of. Okay.
Yeah. No, that'll be fine. And then their address, are they at 600 South Parkway East?
Yep.
Perfect. 38106 for the zip?
Correct.
And then double-checking this phone number, I've got him as 901-552-4977.
Uh-huh. That's
it. Excellent. Okay. So what I'm going to do, Eddie, I'm going to get that updated. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I'm going to put your email address in here on Don's account just for a minute so that I can send you. Oh, you know what? Never mind. Would you mind if I send?
What you can do is just copy me on it. You know, you can just put me as a copy. You send it to Don, but just copy me on it. He'll know I'm getting them, and I'm going to take care of it.
Okay, and I wish I could. It won't let us carbon copy on these because it's generated through the system.
Just use mine. You're fine. Just use mine because if you send it to him, everything is going to get lost in the shuffle.
Okay. Good thinking. So let me switch your email address over here. Here we go. Eddie, tell me your email address one more time real quick.
It's a Edge, E-D-G-E, the number 4, letter U, consulting.
There we go. Thank you. I thought it might remember it when I started typing it, and it did.
Oh, yeah, it will.
Yeah. So I'm going to move Don's out. Yeah, that's much better that way anyway. All right, perfect. So I'm going to send you a couple of things that would have went to Don yesterday. Let me find those. I'm going to see if this will just send to you. Where are you? Okay. Hopefully this will go to you. If it leaves my inbox.
Let me see.
right. It doesn't want to do it. We'll skin this cat another way. I'm so terrible. Okay. I'm going to... Can you... You probably would rather have a link in email than in your text, wouldn't you?
Pardon me?
Would you, if I send you a link, would it be easier for you to receive by email or by text right now?
You can send it by email. Well, it's something I need to respond back to you.
It is. It is, yes.
Yeah, you
know what?
You can send a text.
Oh, awesome. That'll save me some time. So I'm going to send you a link that should be, oh, you know what? Let me make sure. I have to make sure we've got your phone number. 999. Nope. 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 Now, this might goof up the accounts. Swapping phone numbers. Let me give this a try, though. It didn't have your phone number in there. We had Don's in there. There we go. Okay, let's give this a crack. See if it works. Okay, so the first email, Eddie, is, or text, I'm sorry, is going to be a link to a copy of the invoice or receipt for Don. And it'll open to a web page. I'm hoping it opens the way it should. But if it doesn't, let me know. Sometimes that link works and sometimes it doesn't.
You texted to me?
Yes. Did it not go, maybe?
No, I didn't. You want to send it to my email?
You bet. There it goes. And so there's two links in there. The second one is a backup in case the first one doesn't work.
It says, "Dear Donald, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Does it say Local Splash initial invoice?
Yes. And it says, please accept the subscription terms."
Excellent, excellent. That's exactly where I need you to go, is that click here. And now this is what I was asking Don yesterday, if you were authorized to go through on his behalf. Okay.
I got it. So I just need to sign this and send it to you.
Yes. So if you go all the way to the bottom, there's a little checkbox authorizing Don as the cardholder. And then you'll want his name typed with the middle initial, capital letter sensitive.
Gotcha.
Definitely. All of that fun stuff.
Gotcha. That's it. Now, it says username and password.
Excellent. You got to the right place. So that's where you're going to log into our system so you can see how many clicks and calls he's getting, manager information. You bet.
Yeah, that's
awesome. Okay. And then... So what have we got left here? Double check my list again. We need to set up your onboarding call. So the onboarding call typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes, but we do block an hour in case you need it or in case they're running behind from a previous appointment. And that's a call with me and your technician. And they'll go over quality control, so one more check to make sure everything is accurate, and talk about your campaign, what goes first, how to gain access to the various areas we'll need to access, things like that. And I like to do it at your earliest convenience, Eddie. After the onboarding call is when we get to work, almost immediately. So, but we can't move forward until we do that onboarding call. Let me see.
We can do it now.
I was just looking at that. They've got one in about 15 minutes, but it doesn't really give them enough time to review your account ahead of time. So I hate to do that. It would be a,
we can do it tomorrow sometime in the afternoon.
Okay.
In the afternoon.
So let's see. We've got, okay, no, that's their lunch. Sorry. We could do 3 o'clock. 5 o'clock. Or we could go a little.
Let's do 3 o'clock tomorrow.
3 o'clock. You got it.
And how do I log into his account?
Oh, good question. I'm sorry. I didn't finish my thought back there. So let me just jot something down here real quick. Perfect. I wanted to make sure I had our time converted the right way so I didn't goof it. We'll actually get you those credentials tomorrow during your onboarding call. So you can, yeah, yep.
Yeah, that's even better. So that'll work. So I definitely will see you tomorrow at, I'll talk to them tomorrow at 3 o'clock, and that's pretty much everything you needed from me. And, you sent me an email showing, I guess, what, services, what keywords you were using.
I did. Yes. Yes. And I'm going to send you one more thing quick, Eddie. Oh, we do have to do voice verification quick too. Oh, darn thing.
Take your time. Whatever we got to do, let's go ahead and do it.
All right. There we go. I have to build this little calendar appointment, and it didn't feel like cooperating with me for a minute. It was making me sad. There it goes. But I need to put a note in here. Do not call. Have you got a busy day today, Eddie?
It's been crazy. It's not over with.
Oh, my. Well, I suppose I wondered how far everybody got, like, behind, you know, when you had that ice storm. And.
Oh, yeah. Everything's been behind. We trying our best to be playing catch-up.
I bet you are. I bet you are. Okay, another email headed your way, Eddie. This one,
okay.
If you would, it's a calendar invite. So when it gets there, if you open it up, and then there should be a yes, no, maybe option.
Okay.
And if you hit that yes button, that'll hold our appointment with our technician. And I'll put it on your other calendar. There, perfect.
Hold on, one second.
Sure. Did it not come through at the right time?
Hey, I'm back here. I'm sorry about that.
No worries.
Yeah, I did click on yes. I did accept the invitation.
Thank you. Let me make sure it updated. Great. All right. The last thing is the voice verification. And this is the other component I was asking Don yesterday. I needed to have him recorded telling us that it was okay for you.
Sure. I can do that. No problem.
Awesome. So the voice verification is required of us as Google Premier partners. And it's also recorded and added to, in your case, it'll be to Don's file as an added form of protection for you. So as I'm walking you through, Eddie, if there's anything that you want clarification on, just let me know. It's not so formal that we can't stop.
No problem. Just go right ahead.
All right. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is being recorded for quality assurance and outlines the service subscription with Local Splash. It is also a form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of the company as it should read on the first page of Google. That's you, Don. I mean, Eddie.
Oh, that's it? Okay. Well, yeah, I just...
Oh, no. You have to say the name of the company now.
Oh, Don South Memphis Fish Market.
Thank you. And please state your name and title with the business.
Sure. My name is Eddie Hodges. I represent Donald White Lowe, Donald B. White Lowe, that owns Dunn South Memphis Fish Market.
Thank you. And are you authorized to hire Local Splash and enter into the subscription on behalf of the business?
I am authorized. I handle all the marketing for the company.
Thank you. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
That's correct.
And... to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to communications from Local Splash?
I do.
And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your subscription?
Say that again.
So if you do any additional marketing, just to let us know, like if you start doing...
Oh, yeah, I will, definitely.
TikTok videos or whatever tomorrow's crazy social media is, just to let us know so we can get it into your programming. Let's see. And your payments for the initial term and account set up were charged on yesterday's date, January 6th. February 6, 2023, in the discounted non-refundable total of $548. This included a $99 one-time setup charge. Your recurring charge will be a flat $349 each month going forward, beginning on February, good grief, I keep doing that, March 7th, 2023.
Well, remember you got to include, it's supposed to be $449 because you're going to do 200 in Facebook ads.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Yep, that is correct. You are correct, Eddie. Okay, adjusted there. And you may pause or discontinue your subscription at any time by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Awesome. Eddie, I was about to say you're all set. You're almost all set. I do need to have you give me a security question and answer. So there are fakes out there, and there's been a couple of, I don't know, people trying to imitate our company, Local Splash. So it's... couple of things. If they were ever to call here and try to gain access to any of your accounts, we would ask them the challenge question. If they can't answer it, we assume it's not you, and they better go find you if they know you, because they're not getting anything out of us. But the reverse is true, too. If you get somebody calling and telling you you need to pay them whatever for whatever, I don't know what, I don't think like that, so I don't know what they come up with. But, and...
Correct.
You think it might be us, but you're not quite sure. Throw the challenge question. We won't be offended if it's us. And, well, heck, it won't be us because we don't call you asking for more money. So
exactly.
If you get something, and whatever, you know, as we get done listed out there more in more places, like companies like Yelp and MapQuest quite often call and ask if you'd like a subscription. Either way, whichever way you go, just know that it has zero bearing on the work that we're doing. We'll have him a free listing on Yelp and MapQuest and all the way through. So you don't need to pay for it.
Right.
Okay.
Well, what you can use is my mother's maiden name is Hatchett.
And Hatchett, H-A-T-C-H-E-T-T.
E-T-T, yep.
I like that. I've always liked that for a last name. I don't know why.
Yep. That's my mother's maiden name, Hatchett.
Perfect. All right. And finally, Eddie, you are all set. Got everything in that we need. We got your onboarding call set. You're golden. Good to go.
Okay. So the onboarding is, hey, thank you very much. I appreciate everything. And, I will be talking to you after we do the onboarding. I'll call you just to kind of figure out if there's anything else that's needed. And it looks like I got another, a funeral home that has a flower shop and all that all in one. And they do some other things too. I told them about you, so I'm going to definitely be steering them your way.
Sounds good. And congratulations on getting Don signed. That's awesome.
Thank you.
You got to say hello.
No, thank you.
You're very welcome. I'm excited.
I appreciate it.
You bet.
You're awesome. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to working with you, Gail. You have a good rest of your night.
You too. Let me know what I can do for you, Eddie. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet.